And we're coming live from Musgrave Park here in Brisbane. It's Tishan and Ronnie with you, thanks to the Global Intifada team. So, look, Ronnie, we had a chat just a short time ago with an activist from Indonesia, Ari Rompas, who is from Wali, central Kalimantan in Indonesian Borneo. And we were talking to him about the effects of coal mining and resource exploitation in Indonesia and in Kalimantan.
Yeah, that's right. And it's amazing that he's here. Wali Indonesia is an affiliate member with FOR Australia or FOR International. And this morning they had a session on climate justice. And so there were other representatives from the Pacific as well as Indonesia. And it's great that Ari could represent Indonesia and talk about the climate change as well that is affecting other parts in Indonesia, like in Kalimantan, as the case that he was very much focused on, and the role of his engagement with the communities, his own community, and also through Wali to advocate and raise the awareness of the climate change that is happening in Kalimantan. And it was a great discussion as well that we're having with him about the impacts across the region and other factors that involve in that, with militarism that has played a strong role with their own interest, and that has very much put a lot of challenge as well on environmental activists like himself and other human rights activists as well in Indonesia.
And I think perhaps in Australia we don't realise the really rampant resource exploitation that's happening in Indonesia. You know, it's pretty much everything that we're seeing happening in Australia right now, the rabid destruction of the earth for profit by multinational mining companies, many of them from Australia, such as BHP, Rio Tinto, and so forth. All that is happening apace in Indonesia, in Kalimantan, for example, where Ari is talking about. And, it's really grassroots local communities who are leading the fight against that destruction, which impacts not just the environment, but also their very lives and livelihoods.
Absolutely, and that goes across to the Pacific region, where a couple of weeks ago, through the 350.org, the campaign that they brought in representatives from the Pacific Island countries to address the sea level rising, and especially they've been affected with this climate change. And as you said, you know, their livelihood has been affected, like the land and the water is their source of life that they all depend on, and that is very much affecting everyone across the global realities, especially that we are living in. So it's great that these discussions are coming through and people building the solidarity and getting to know each other, and especially as well here at Musgrave Park, where we're also hearing the positive stories from the First Nation struggle here. Especially yesterday there was an audio with Auntie Diana Stokes, and how one of the examples of the successful stories that the campaigns that they have done here. And it's great to build that solidarity and the strength and connect with each other. And that is one great thing that we've seen in the last few days, is that connection and building that strength with each other and hearing each other's stories. And that's amazing. And it's a great treat for everyone. And it's great that 3CR Community Radio is the only community radio station coming all the way from Melbourne to come here and doing the live process. And I'm so grateful that the station has been very supportive of all these great forums that are taking place, and we are able to broadcast the stories and different interviews that has been happening throughout the days.
Well, let's hear from Ari Rompas from Wali, Indonesia now. Ari, thank you for joining us on 3CR.
Thank you.
So you're in Brisbane at the moment for the People's Summit. You were brought here by Friends of the Earth to talk about issues of coal mining in central Kalimantan.
Yes, I come from central Kalimantan, invited by the Friends of the Earth to talk about the climate and coal mining to save people in Australia.
Can you explain to us what is currently happening in central Kalimantan with coal mining?
One of problem in Central Kalimantan have so many big coal mining. Actually, in Central Kalimantan have some of big company, BHP Billiton. They have 350,000 hectare in Central Kalimantan in deep Borneo, and the company threaten the local community and forest in Borneo, so it's like and environment damage in Central Kalimantan.
So BHP Billiton has currently got permission from the government to mine for coal in Central Kalimantan. That mining has not started yet, has it?
Yeah, they until now they have 7 concessions. The company get permit from the national government ten years ago, and until now they cannot operation because they don't have infrastructure to get the mining from the deep Borneo. So now they want to try build the railway to get the mining from the deep Borneo.
And this will have a very negative impact on the environment and people.
Yes, this is true. This is the big problem because the BHP Billiton area, that is heart of Borneo. So many that the catchment area, because in Central Kalimantan and Borneo, they have landscape, and catchment area is come from the BHP Billiton area. So if the BHP Billiton operation that's the area, this is make a big problem, ecological disaster and environment issue and people right, land right from the people in Borneo, and they threatened from the company. Yeah.
So you brought up two issues there, which was the ecological impact of this mine, but also the impact on the local people. Can you explain to us what the local people think about this proposed mine and why they do not want to see that go ahead?
Yeah, the local people, we call the Dayak Siang in this area, they live in the forest. They live, their identity is the near from the forest. So if the forest gone, their identity is gone too.
That's amazing. My name is Ronnie as well, and coming from the eastern part of Indonesia, West Papua province, and identity is one thing that the Papuans as well are battling in terms of big mining companies operating in our region, and especially you mentioned BHP, who've just coming into our area in Nabire and Fakfak, with the gas exploitation there. And one thing that I'm really wanting to get from you, how did you came about and mobilize or join the WALI and to raise this awareness and to mobilize the people? Like, when did you start in the campaign with WALI Indonesia?
Yes, this is the same problem with the Papua, some of just like a Freeport. It's the same BHP Billiton. In Papua, this is started, and in Central Kalimantan, this is beginning to operate. So we need the solidarity in the local people, in indigenous people, because this is the same problem. So while he tried to starting campaign and to organize the people in this field, in this area, because this area is my home, and so many my family stay in the area. So I think this is not about my organization, but this is about my family. So I try to rising the criticism for the BSP impact if they operated in Central Kalimantan.
And do you think the military, the security forces, do have a greater authority as well in allowing these big mining companies to come and operate by providing security as well in those areas? Because that's what happening in Papua region. But does that happen in Kalimantan area as well?
Yeah, all of Indonesia military is include in the joint to the business. And you know, in Central Kalimantan, they have a total coal mine, and in Central Kalimantan, that's a region is 4.10 million hectare, and have connected with the military, on the military or the something like a commissaries from the police and general come from the. This is related from the how can they save the infestation and they put the military name or something like that.
So basically, the military do have stakes or share in those the operation, and so in order to protect the investment, the military do play a big role in protecting minings in wherever the investors are coming in to operate, and in this case in Central Kalimantan where you come from and other places as well in the region. Military has been a bigger problem here, and we just recently heard about the new Indonesian cabinet that was announced by the president Jokowi. And what do you reckon about his new minister of defense?
Yeah, actually it's behind the Jokowi so many military, so they have connected with the business, military business. So in my personally, I cannot so big hope for the Jokowi era, because this is a system always began and always done, and they can still operate just like a business military background, and they related the local parliament and local leader and something like that.
It's very interesting, because given military is one, it's the biggest issue that is in Indonesia and all throughout the region. And in your engagement with WALHI, do you, as an organization, your involvement with WALHI, do WALHI faces threats by the security forces?
Yeah, actually, the WALHI, this is come from the people movement. So we always related with we always connected with the local people to organize to against the palm oil and in the state they rise the right, yeah. So military some of problem, and this is a challenge for WALHI to get the with the people to get the right the right.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio. We're broadcasting live from Musgrave Park in Brisbane on Jagera land, and joining us today is Ari Rompas. He is from WALHI, Central Kalimantan in Indonesia. WALHI is a network of grassroots environmental social justice NGOs and is affiliated with Friends of the Earth International. WALHI is currently in Brisbane as a guest of Friends of the Earth here in Brisbane. And I wanted now, Ari, to talk to you about the issue of climate change, which is something that you've come to the People's Summit and you spoke about this morning at the People's Summit here in Brisbane. So you're currently fighting the Indomet BHP Billiton coal mine, which they're trying to press ahead with in central Kalimantan. You said in deep in Borneo. You've mentioned some of the environmental impacts on the land there where the mine is going to be, and also the impacts on the local people. Mm. I'm very interested in what you see then in terms of the global effect of the coal that is going to be mined there. I just read in an article that you wrote that in 2012, Indonesia produced 504 megatons of coal, the majority of which was exported, and that Indonesia is actually the number one exporter of coal globally. So this mine is not just going to have very detrimental effect on the local environment and the local people, but it seems like you're really pointing to the global effect that this coal is going to have. So I was wondering if you could talk to us about your concerns about exporting coal and climate change and how that is going to affect the global environment.
Yeah. Number one, I talk about the climate. 20% green gas houses come from the forest deforestation, and forest deforestation related the coal mine activity, because in Indonesia the biggest rainforest in the world and the biggest deforestation come from the forest deforestation in Indonesia. And forest deforestation is come from the palm oil and mining, because coal mining and gold mining activity in Indonesia, they use the open pit mining, so they cut the tree and carbon from the forest is gone. So related to BHP Billiton, now in Indonesia, just a little forest is the in Indonesia. So it's BHP Billiton activity in this deep Borneo, we call the heart of Borneo. That's just the last rainforest in Borneo. It's a big problem. Problem with the in the world, because the green gas has is gone, and problem with the local community, because the local community cannot access the land, or they lose their land because the grab from the company. So this is a problem in Australia too, because the climate change impact is all of people in the world. So we must make solidarity, Indonesia, Australia, and all people in the world, to combating climate change. One of save the forest and not use the fossil fuel from the coal mining. Yeah.
And you mentioned solidarity. Of course, BHP Billiton is an Australian company. What would you like people in Australia to do to act in solidarity with the people in Kalimantan against this coal mining?
Yeah, actually, the BHP Billiton is they a big company, and they operated in Australia too. And maybe people in Australia, they know about impact from the BHP Billiton. Now you can the people Australia can join solidarity in people in Borneo to reject the BHP Billiton operated in Central Kalimantan. We need solidarity. We need support from all the people in Australia to join with the come against the BHP Billiton in Borneo.
And just continue in terms of solidarity in Indonesia. Does Wali have other branches throughout the region?
Yeah.
And I know that in Papua, an office going to be open, but it was leading up. It was 2012 that one of the appointed person
Yeah.
Who was a female, and there was an assassination of a prominent key leader, a non-violent activist who was assassinated in June 2012, and that bring that fear and intimidation, and she was also targeted.
Yeah.
And so since then, were there any further actions in continue the advocacy and, you know, the solidarity work in Papua region as well, or there has been
especially for the Walhi?
Walhi,
actually we have a response from the organization to push the government to save the activists, because not only in Papua, in South Sumatra, head of the Walhi is the threatened from the police. So this is all of Indonesia, all of the activists is a risiko. This is a risk if you activist in Indonesia. But I think this is solidarity, just not in the line of the organization, but this in the line of the human being, and we have a solidarity with the Papua. We call the Forum Keadilan Papua Kalimantan. We connected with the Papua and Kalimantan. We make like some in Papua voice, and in Kalimantan we make Kalimantan Dayak voices. So we collaborate to against all of the problem, distracting the right in Papua and in Kalimantan. So yeah,
that's amazing story in terms of its own, in terms of solidarity, that, you know, there's already that work that is built already, and you know it would be great to connect that as well to Australia, and you know, for Australia could also connect in that level and work with you guys, and importantly, you know, carrying on with the land rights issues that both in Borneo and also in Papua faces that, and especially given the fact that the biggest problem and the biggest challenge and a lot of environmental activists, human rights activists faces is the military, the regime, and with this new government, which you pointed out that, you know, there is no hope with this new government, given his new cabinet is behind the new cabinet are the military and political elites who's got their shares, investments in the region, that they don't want to lose that easily. And so that's one of the biggest challenges. And it could be a campaign focus as well, that the environmental group could also work together in looking at, you know, the biggest challenge in Indonesia is the military.
Yeah. I think is destiny is deepen we can get or not. So solidarity one of the way to get the we right. So I think unite in solidarity. This is one of important to fight the victim from the state and from the military, all of, I think. So, we always try to get the right and mobilizing people and raising the criticism about the problem, all of problem, I think, because these rights come from the myself, and we can make a big fight or to with the solidarity, with the connected, so, as name as solidarity. Yeah
definitely, and that's keyword is the united through the struggles together and sharing those stories. And it's great to hear that solidarity already built between the voice of Kalimantan and voice of West Papua in building that. And I'm really I grew up as a refugee in Papua New Guinea and now here in Australia, and always hearing about the situation happening in my homeland, And I always believe that that struggle needs to be Indonesianized, like the struggle in Papua. And it have to be the struggle that is on the Indonesian agenda as an Indonesian issue, national issue, rather than it's an issue just in Papua. Yeah. And to hear this positive story, it's give that strength. Yeah. And I know that, you know, we'll be working together in a long way to come.
Yeah. On the note of solidarity and success, I thought it'd be good to ask you about a success story, Ari. I first met you in 2011 in Central Kalimantan, and at the time you were fighting against a project.
Kalimantan Forest Climate Partnership, yeah.
Right. Can you maybe just explain what that project was about and why you were opposing it?
Yeah, one of problem, they tried to hijack the climate issue. So it's like red is a they hijack the climate to combating the climate. Some of the problem they make a offset scheme. Australia, they must reduce emission from industrial sector, but they must transfer technology to Indonesia, and they try to scam red scheme. So they get the big fund from Australia money to Indonesia to save the forest in Central Kalimantan. They try to save 120,000 hectares, but in this other area is we call the so many palm oil, so reduce emission. They cannot answer the reduce emission, but now the project is filed. This filed because the people against, because they write threatened from the project. So we try to build campaign and solidarity, and now the project is gone and this project is filed. But this problem not is finished, because the project is gone, they don't give responsibility after they gone, because they not to finish a conflict in local people. Yeah, this is a challenge to try to get the responsibility from the KFCP project. They just gone and they don't responsibility in Kalimantan Forest Climate Partnership. Yeah,
that's amazing to hear that stories. And as we're sitting here at Musgrave Park, we can overlook down at the convention center where the leaders will be meeting in the next couple of days. And for sure we know that the President of Indonesia, Mr. Jokowi, will be also attending this leaders summit. What is your message that you wanted to say to the Indonesian president? And you know,
so many people in Indonesia, they just like new hope from the Jokowi's president. But actually, in Indonesia have a system. Democratic system is, I think, cannot answer the people in Indonesia. In IPEC forum, Jokowi give hope for the investment come from Indonesia. This is a strengthen for Indonesia, because they have problem with governance in Indonesia. So many corruption, so many military business, so many police corruption, and the false of democratic. So this is a challenge, challenge in Jokowi era. For me. I always try to listen from the problem in community. So we always try to get the right if we fight the everything is threatened with life in Borneo, in all of Indonesia, I think, yes.
We're here with Ari from Wali, Indonesia. Mas Ari, terima kasih banyak. Thank you so much for speaking to us on 3CR Community Radio.
You've been listening to a podcast of 3CR's live coverage from the G20 in Brisbane. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. To listen to more podcasts or donate online, go to 3cr.org.au.